drops of blood. Jesus' blood shed on the cross. You'll notice that at the tips of each petal, there's kind of a brownish, discolored indentation. It looks like it was burnt, right? And that's representing the nails, or the places where the nails were pounded into Jesus' hands and in his feet, and it left indentations there that are stained with blood or with rust as well. And right in the middle, you can see it's kind of a, well, it's a kind of a round thing, kind of prickly, and that's supposed to represent the crown of thorns that Jesus wore when he was being scourged in the jail, and which he wore to the cross. But all of these, yeah, that's kind of a neat thing. But there's even more of a legend. It's not just the story that you get out of, and the remembrance that you get out of looking at the blossom. And so last night, I got on the internet and put in dogwood legend. And there were hundreds of hits. And I printed out a couple of them, well, several of them, and I'm going to give that to you. The first of these is a legend of the dogwood, and it's kind of in prose form. And one reason why I printed this out was because at the end of it was a nice picture of a dogwood blossom that kind of emphasizes all the things that are brought out in the legend. And then the last one is the legend of the dogwood tree put into a verse. And what I'd like to do is read that verse right now. It says, when Christ was on earth, the dogwood grew to a towering size with lovely hue. Its branches were strong and interwoven, and for Christ's cross, its timbers were chosen. Being distressed at the use of this wood, Christ made a promise which still holds good. Not ever again shall the dogwood grow to be large enough for such a tree, and so, slender and twisted, it shall always be, with cross-shaped blossoms for all to see. The petals shall have blood stains marked in brown, and in the blossom center a thorny crown. And all who see it will think of me, nailed to a cross from the dogwood tree. Protected and cherished, this tree shall be a reflection to all of my agony. And so I hope you'll take that, and you'll remember when you're seeing these beautiful trees out there, you remember Jesus and the event that's happened this week. And anyone else that might want to have a copy of that, there's some copies out on the little podium outside.